We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
We're all under the same stay-at-home mandates, and we're all trying to protect ourselves. Just some are at greater risk than others. But what was really interesting to us is how different boomers are shopping now compared to pre-COVID. Because of course, pre-COVID, Gen Zers and millennials, we were already shopping online, using our phones, interacting with brands on social media, you know, all of that. That's not new to us. But for boomers, they've really had to adjust accordingly.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. For the rest of August, we'll be taking a break from our regular episodes to focus on bringing you a great lineup of guests in the fall. But in the meantime, we're going to be chatting with the National Retail Federation research team about the state of the consumer. Today, I'm handing the microphone over to my friend and colleague, Chris Stewart. Take it away, Chris.
Gen Z and millennials seem to get all the attention, but for this week's episode, we're exploring what's happening with the boomer generation as the pandemic continues. Katie Jordan from the NRF research team is here with us to share some recent data about how this generation is shopping today. My co-host today is Kyra Hicks. Welcome, Kyra. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, Chris. Thank you.
And welcome, Katie Jordan. We're so happy you can be here to talk to us about boomer data.
Hi. Thanks for having me. And thanks for focusing so much on research in August. It's my favorite topic.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that. Okay. So let's get started with the most important question. What's a boomer?
Great question. Boomers are those ages roughly between 56 and 74.
Okay. So what are boomers buying now? I mean, has that changed at all since the pandemic started?
Yes. So when we first did the research earlier this summer, we really just wanted to better understand how the pandemic was affecting all shoppers. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until we actually started looking at the data that we realized there were some pretty interesting insights among the boomer demographic specifically. So unlike millennials and Gen Zers, this group isn't necessarily known for how savvy they are with the internet and tech. But with social distancing mandates, that obviously means that they've had to move more of their lives online. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we found that nearly half are shopping online more now as a direct result of the pandemic. And that's actually pretty significant because in a typical non-COVID world, boomers actually make less than half of all of their purchases online.
What are boomers buying online?
Some items have had more of a shift than others, and they're particularly ones that can help relieve boredom during stay-at-home orders. I know personally, I've been buying a lot of paint-by-number kits. So I think I'm an artist now. So think of items like books and toys, and even pets are being spoiled now. These are the types of products that have seen the most dramatic shift for this demographic because of the pandemic.
Katie, what about groceries? So it seems like during this time period, more people are purchasing groceries online. Is that the same thing with boomers?
I would have to look into that more closely. I don't have that exact data right in front of me, but the categories that really stood out were the ones I mentioned, like books and pet supplies and toys.
Yeah. And stores are really, you know, we've talked so much about how technology has been accelerated and stores are really embracing the buy online, pick up in store, curbside delivery, things like that. Do you see boomers embracing any of those new technologies in a way that they previously hadn't?
Yes. So it's interesting. I was actually talking to two retail experts yesterday, and they were saying that things like buy online, pick up in store and other innovations are things retailers either have already launched or ones that haven't. You know, they've been thinking about it for years and it was a goal, you know, for maybe next year or in the next 5 years. But because of the pandemic, they had to launch it. They had to start it, right?
Yeah.
So for boomers, we're not just seeing an increase in online shopping. We're also seeing increasing usage of buy online, pick up in store. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, boomers are actually the most aware of this offering compared to any of the younger generations.
Yeah.
My hypothesis is because that's likely, you know, because they're the ones who really need to be embracing this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds.
Is that because they may be more susceptible?
Yes.
To the virus? Okay.
Yes, exactly. Two-thirds of them have tried it. And not surprisingly, about the same amount said that it improved their shopping experience. So of course, it's not just extremely convenient, but Kyra, to your point, it's a safer option right now. They even told us that one of the main reasons they're adopting this is specifically because of social distancing.
Katie, one of the things I think is important for online is the role of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Are we seeing that boomers are looking for convenience differently, or what kind of convenience are they looking for during this time?
Well, like I said, BOPIS is not just a safety thing. It's very convenient for them. You know, they're interested in all types of BOPIS as well. It's not just buy online pickup in the store, but it's curbside pickup, which really could not be any more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also did a study earlier in the year that was not related to COVID, just about convenience and the consumers. And boomers were definitely one of the demographics who said that convenience is more important to them right now. And especially with how they're shopping, they'll choose a retailer specifically based on convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, during this time, my mother is getting home delivery of groceries. And that is something prior to this, she never would have said yes to. So are you seeing boomers doing that as well?
Yes. They're certainly embracing delivery services. They've really had to learn how to adapt. And obviously these delivery services have proven to be really helpful since the onset of these stay-at-home orders. Over a quarter of boomers have used a delivery service like Amazon Prime or Shipt or whatever it is for groceries or just their crafts and whatnot. And about 6 in 10 say that they're using these types of services more now specifically because of COVID. Some even say they're doing so significantly more.
It really seems like it is, you know, it's not just retailers who are seeing tech accelerated. It is these generations where, you know, I was reading an interview with a retailer yesterday, and he was talking about how, you know, he's seeing boomers paying with their phone. And he said, this is something that I never would have imagined, you know, boomers embracing, this older generation embracing, and now they're using their phone to pay. They're ordering their groceries online. They're just really enjoying it and seem to be using it.
Yeah.
Do they still want to shop in stores?
Yeah, I think they do. I know, I mean, just from personal experience, my mom, she does not think that online grocery shopping is really a thing, even though of course it is. She lives right down the road from a grocery store, but she's insistent that you got to go in store shopping.
Yeah.
But I think she's bored too. So that might have to do with it.
Yeah.
Do you think these trends will continue? Do you think the boomers will continue to use the delivery services either for cost savings or for convenience?
Yeah, absolutely. I think these new ways of shopping will certainly have a lasting impact even in the post-COVID world. I think a lot of the hesitation around adopting some of these things in the past has just been, you know, a simple learning curve and not wanting to learn, but now they've been forced to, and you know, it's so convenient and great for everyone that I don't see why they would stop doing it.
Yeah. I would be interested to see if any of those, if the increase in purchases has been technology or devices to help them facilitate this contactless shopping. You know, are they looking at buying more Alexas and, or, you know, products like that so they can just do that add to my grocery list virtually? Yeah. So I would be interested to see if some of the increase in purchases has been in electronics as well.
Are there other generational differences that you've seen? Are the other generations similar to boomers? Are they really a distinct group in how they're shopping online?
Mm, that's a great question. So one of the interesting findings from this whole survey was that besides what I've already mentioned with the differences between the generations, for the most part, they're all actually kind of shopping the same, which makes sense. We're all under the same stay-at-home mandates and we're all trying to protect ourselves. Just some are at greater risk than others. But what was really interesting to us is how different boomers are shopping now compared to pre-COVID. Because of course, pre-COVID, Gen Zers and millennials, we were already shopping online, using our phones, interacting with brands on social media, you know, all of that. That's not new to us. But for boomers, they've really had to adjust accordingly.
That's interesting. Well, mm-hmm. We're all learning how to adapt and adjust, and boomers are coming along with the rest of us.
It's about time.
Well, we're almost out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Katie. We really appreciate it. Before we go, we have a segment called Rapid Fire.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire. Thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
All right, Kyra, take it away.
There are orders now to wear masks when we go out. Is your mask plain and whatever's available, or is it a fashion accessory and it matches exactly what you're wearing?
The plain, very basic kind. I did want the fashion ones that would match my outfit, but now I like to pretend that since mine looks so medical that maybe people see me and they think, oh, she might be a doctor.
I love it.
So speaking of online shopping and ways to spend time and money during the pandemic, what's the most ridiculous purchase you've made online?
So one of the new hobbies that I've claimed to pick up is painting, as you heard. So instead of just buying one paint by number kit and trying it out, I bought six at once. But you know, with the shipping delays, I didn't know. And I was bored in the moment. And you know, maybe we just got unpaid that day. I can't remember, but I bought six. And by the way, I bought them from three different retailers. So I went wild and I've painted maybe half of one.
All we have is time.
Speaking of time, and we're all in our homes now, ice cream or go for a walk?
Ice cream, always ice cream.
Why does it have always to be one or the other?
While you were eating ice cream, okay.
It would melt though in this heat.
Katie, what was your first job?
Oh, good question. My first job was actually, I was working at an interior design firm. I used to want to be an interior designer.
Nice. Yep.
So it's just helping her out.
Nice. Excellent. As a researcher, what's that one question that you really, really would love to learn the answer to?
As it relates to COVID or?
No, it doesn't have to be.
Why people aren't wearing masks? that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
That's a good one, though. A good one.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Katie Jordan. And thank you for joining us, Kyra. We really enjoyed the conversation. And thank you for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. You can find more information about today's discussion and more NRF research at nrf.com. And please send your feedback and episode ideas to podcast@nrf.com. Thanks for listening.